A long time ago, in the town of Bethlehem, lived a woman who was called Naomi. Naomi was married and she had two children. They were both boys. And at that time, it happened that famine came upon Bethlehem and the area all around it, which meant there was no rain and none of the plants would grow, and so the animals and the people didn't have anything to eat. Naomi and her family endured this famine as long as they possibly could, but when they began to feel like they were literally going to starve to death, they decided they better go to another place to live where there might be some food. And so they chose Moab, which is far away, and it took a long time to get there. It was hard to change, you know, leave everything behind and start their lives all over in a new place. But that's what they did so that they would be able to get jobs and get food and survive somehow through this difficult time. Things went fine. Things went very well in Moab for a while, but then Naomi's husband died. And so that left her to raise the two boys, and they did grow up. They became young men, and they each got married to someone there in Moab. Well, then, as things went along, each of them, those two sons now grown up, each of them also died. So you can imagine how very sad this was for Naomi. She had left these two daughters-in-law who she loved, but she didn't know how to provide for them or help them or what the three women alone should be doing. Well, she heard that back in Bethlehem, the famine had finally come to an end, so she decided she better go back to her hometown. And so she said to her two daughters-in-law, "You should return to your own families. Maybe your families can help you find a new marriage partner and you can go on to have new families in your lives. You've been very good to me and to my sons, but now that the husbands are all dead, there's really nothing I can do to help you. And if you come back with me to Bethlehem, you're going to be strangers. And I can tell you that it's really hard to be a stranger far away from home." And so the one daughter-in-law agreed with Naomi, and she cried a little bit, and she hugged and kissed Naomi, and she went back to be with her own family. But the other daughter-in-law, whose name was Ruth, said, "Don't try to make me leave you. Wherever you go, I'm going to go. Wherever you live, I'm going to live. Your people are going to be my people. Your God is going to be my God. Wherever you die and are buried, that's where I also will die and be buried. We will not be separated." And so it was that Naomi and Ruth both together made the long journey back to Bethlehem. So a lot of walking and a lot of traveling. When they finally came back into the town, everybody came out of their houses to see who these people were who were arriving. And some of the people remembered Naomi and they recognized her. And they said, "It's Naomi, right? Come back again after all this time?" And she said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara," which means bitterness. She said, "My husband's dead. My two sons are both dead. It's been a very hard, sad journey for me." And they were concerned and felt bad about what had happened to her. Now, it was the time of the harvest, and so Ruth, who was still young and strong, decided that she would go to work harvesting in the fields of one of Naomi's relatives. He was a man named Boaz. And when he saw her there, he made some inquiries, and he found out, he learned the story of how she had been so devoted to Naomi and so kind and helpful to her. And so he told his other workers in the field, "Be sure that you are kind and respectful to her." He told her how the whole system works and told her she was welcome to join in harvesting. And he prayed a special prayer of blessing for her. And the prayer was something like, "We pray that God will reward you for your great kindness that you have shown. We pray that the God under whose wings you have taken shelter will be kind to you also." Well, as it turned out, Boaz and Ruth eventually got married. And not too long after that, Ruth had a baby. It was a baby boy. And when Naomi held that baby in her arms, she felt so happy. She was going to get to be a grandma now. She would get to feed the baby and give the baby baths. She could make clothes and toys for it. She could rock him to sleep at night. She could teach him as he grew older. And all her friends saw and could easily imagine how happy Naomi would be feeling about this. And they said to her, "Your life has been rejuvenated. Blessed will be your old age." And so we can remember by listening to Naomi's story that sometimes mothers are really happy and sometimes they're sad. And sometimes mothers get kind of distressed with the hardships in life, and sometimes life is very rewarding. Sometimes mothers are full of anxiety and worry, and sometimes they have great peace in their hearts. So we're going to join our hands together now and say a prayer for mothers. We thank you, dear God, for mothers, for grandmothers, for aunties, for kind neighbors, for nurturing teachers, and for good friends who care for us and love us and help us to grow. We ask that you would comfort the hearts of these mothering souls when they are anxious or sad, that you would increase their happiness and ease their minds. Teach us, O God, to walk in their footsteps and bring encouragement to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.